Christ a better mediator. Hebrews chapter 8, verse number 6. But now hath he obtained a more excellent ministry, by how much also he is the mediator of a better covenant, which was established upon better promises. For if that first covenant had been faultless, then should no place have been sought for the second. Christ is a better mediator than all others that came before him. Webster's 1828 says this, "One that interposes between parties at variance for the purpose of reconciling them." By way of eminence, Christ is the mediator, the divine intercessor, through whom sinners may be reconciled to an offended God. Christ is a mediator by nature, as partaking of both natures divine and human, and a mediator by office, as transacting matters between God and man. For there is one God, and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all to be testified in due time. Christ is the only go-between us and God. There is no other that can intercede on our behalf. That word mediator is in the King James Bible 7 times, denoting perfection, because he is the perfect mediator. Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." Sinful man is at odds with his Creator and his God. Sinners have offended God in word, thought, and deed, and they have no way of reconciliation outside of Christ. He came that we might have life, and that you might have it more abundantly. He came unto his own. The Bible says his own received him not, but as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. He was the only mediator for the Jewish people, but blindness in part was given unto them. So when Paul writes to the Jews and newly converted Hebrew Christians, he is telling them that your only way of reconciliation is a better mediator. There is one that is a better mediator than your old high priest and your old friends Moses, and it is Christ Jesus the Lord. Christ goes to God for us and intercedes for us, but that is not all the mediator does. God speaks to us through Jesus Christ the mediator. Hebrews 1:1, God, who at sundry times and in diverse manners spake in times past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds. God speaks to us through his Word, and Jesus is the Word. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. And the Word was made flesh, and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory. The glory is the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. When Philip said, "Show us the Father," Jesus, the express image of the Father, said, "Philip, have I been so long time with you, and thou hast not known me?" You see, the express image was all men could handle. Christ came and is the mediator between God and man. Mary cannot be a mediator. A priest or pastor on earth cannot be a mediator. No, there is only one mediator. One voice above all voices that stands out alone that the Father will accept as the mediator. And that is the man Christ Jesus. He tread the winepress alone. He suffered the wrath of God. He shed all of his blood, and he died and defeated death and rose from the dead and is alive forevermore. So then God hears his intercessory prayers for his children, and he sees and accepts his person. And my prayers are answered because of Christ. My soul is spared eternal damnation because of Christ's intercession for me, the better mediator, the supremacy of Christ, the mediator.